Is there a difference in the form of selenium? Is an inorganic form versus a chelated form versus something from a plant? Is there a difference in how the body utilizes it?
Yes, there is a difference, and I think this is a very good question because, first of all, we are talking about nutrition. What is the major nutritional form of selenium? See, plants don't need, at least this is our present knowledge, don't need selenium for growth. They basically absorb it from the soil altruistically to help animals and humans. Actually an amazing phenomenon. In other words, even at very low selenium soil, you still get grass growing, but the forage crops on selenium poor soils are not healthy for the animals, and this is how it was discovered that white muscle disease in lambs, for example, would erupt. This form of selenium that is in the grass is not inorganic. It's in the protein of the plant, and it's in the form primarily of an amino acid, selenomethionine. So it turns out that, in fact, the key nutritional form of selenium is organic and selenomethionine. What does selenomethionine do? It's the only amino acid, and I cannot emphasize this enough, which can replace another amino acid in our body, methionine. And therefore, selenium can be stored in the organism. Our muscles, which contain up to 40% of the total amount of selenium in the body, contain selenium in the form of selenomethionine. And this is important because if you give selenite to animals or humans, the body cannot make selenomethionine, and therefore you cannot get that selenium into the muscles. And that's why it's so very, very important to have an organic form of selenium in the form of selenomethionine. And therefore, we should not, when they say chelated selenium, it's already not the same because the body cannot make selenomethionine. So this is a nutritional form. There are, however, therapeutic form. If you have, you know, this is not the purpose here of our discussion to talk too much about therapy, but selenite has been used and is being used in medicine and animal husbandry as a rapid form of selenium that is infused or given to prevent conditions. So, yes, you can use sodium selenite for therapy if you need rapid effects, like I used for the lymphedema. If someone has an inflamed condition, you cannot give a nutrient and expect rapid result because it first has to be metabolized. You have to do something other and you give selenite. But for nutritional supplementation, as we understand it, selenomethionine is the form of selenium that should be given. And that was correctly recognized by the people who did the large-scale cancer prevention study, Larry Clark. They gave selenium in the form of selenomethionine as it is found in yeast. And in this regard, the study it was very important because it was a nutritional cancer prevention study. And so one should check always the label. Is it in the form of selenomethionine? Yes, then it is the nutritional form.